Hello, everybody. My name is Ms. Parker, and I'm with RV Project Help, and I'm currently working with RV Doc Help. The presentation tonight is about your household manual. And until you begin running a high-end home, you really don't know how to make it easy on yourself. So that's what this whole program is tonight. Is to show you how to make it easier on yourself. So before I start, let's get going with the Telegram disclaimer. Here you go.
The material and information contained or given on this website or audio files are for general information and entertainment purposes only. All parties on this channel are not lawyers or financial advisors. You should not rely on this material to make any business decisions. While this channel does endeavor to keep the info up to date and correct, RV Project Help makes no representations, warranties of any kind, express or implied, about the completeness, accuracy, reliability, suitability, or availability with respect to the website, information product services, audio files, or related graphics contained on this website for any purposes. All due diligence is the sole responsibility of the participant.
Well, it looks like I opened up my household manual and then immediately closed it by accident. So, let me get it open again. Boy, that was kind of silly. Boom, bada, boom, bada, boom. Okay, here we go. So, this has nothing to do with the RV. And this is 35 years of my life. And this is the only document that I will ask for financial recompense for. But I'm going to tell you right now, you don't need it. You can do it yourself. You just have to be determined. So what a household manual is about, it's a way for you to have your home ready for guests and ready for you. What it does is it gives you guidance and assistance to get your staff to be the best they can be. One of the hardest things about hiring staff is that household staff is that you don't know what you're doing and you don't know what you need. And what you want is a high level of service. And if your staff doesn't know what you want, they can't help you. So this household document is a document that you give to every single person when you hire them. And it is an entire list of what they can do in your home so that they can get the job done, number one. And there is a feeling of safety for the staff that you hire because now they know what your expectations are. I run a home with five-star service, okay? And I do it consistently. My husband passed away about 20 years ago. And even though Mr. Pinson and I were not in any kind of relationship, romantic relationship, he was my best friend. And because he ran all the marketing and advertising for a lot of my companies, his ex-wife was insane. He and I shared a home together. And it made it really super easy because I'm not a party animal, and you're going to hear me call him LP, LP Pinson. LP was just crazy, wild man. I mean, he was like, if he could go out with four girls at the same time, he was on it. So for him, living with me allowed him a way to go, oh, girls, I got to go home and escape all the girls. And it allowed us to move really quickly, really fast in business. So it was a win-win situation at all times. Most of the time, LP would come stay at my house. He had a whole wing of the house. It was his side of the house. And other times he had his own home. So when he was in California, he would stay at my house when he was, oh no, this is in Vegas. When he was in Vegas or actually California, either one, he would stay at my house. And when he was on the East Coast, he had his own properties because me, I was not going to live on the East Coast. I guess that's all about to change. So, what is five star service? What is five star level service? It is service that anticipates the needs of yourself and your partner and any of the guests that you have. Now, in lieu of a partner, LP was as even though we didn't live in this, we lived in two different wings. We only saw each other like when we came together. For all intents and purposes, he was my business partner. Okay. And so I expected a certain level of service, and I wanted that same high care to go to LP because we, in case you haven't figured it out, I'm a workaholic. I mean, I've been on here for hours and hours and hours, and I'm like this in real life when I'm working. So when I come home, I want everything to be perfect. And you will soon find out why I'm gonna about to give all my former employees a whole big fat raise because the degree that I needed from them was hotel, okay? And if you don't tell them how to do that, they're gonna fail your expectations every single time. So, and I just freaking hate hiring staff. I don't like it because in order to hire staff, you have to fire somebody. And half the time I'd fire somebody and I'd be crying over the guilt of firing people. I can fire people in business, no problem. But when it's personal, when you fire somebody that's your everyday staff, it's personal and it affects you. So I began writing this book so that I didn't have to fire staff, so that when I went someplace, I was able to give new hires, this is what I expect. If you fail this, you will have a new job. I have a butler and I have a household manager. And I have a butler because I had multiple. Well, I say I don't have that anymore, folks. I lost my money. But at the time, I had a butler that traveled with me. I had household managers at each home I had. And the reason being is when I'm gone, the household manager runs the show. When I'm on property, my household manager gets vacation, full vacation. If I'm on property for 2 or 3 months, my household manager, he or she is getting paid the whole time I'm on property because he goes away. Because when he is gone, the person in control is my butler. And I had an incredible butler. My butler was French. And if you ever hear somebody cuss somebody out in French, it sounds like they're singing. It don't even sound like they're getting cussed out. But my butler, I mean, he was just wonderful. I mean, just an absolute character. He was with me for years. And in the time, when the feds would come and take all my property and my assets, and then I rebuilt myself during the downtime, because I pay my staff so incredibly well, when I called him when I had money again, he quit the place he was at to come work for me. In fact, every single person that was still of working age and was willing to work, quit their jobs and came to work for me. And the reason being is I make their job easy. Their job is difficult at all on its own because of the demands of high wealth people. But when you know what's expected and you're not going to be dunned or talked down to or treated like crap because the ex levels of expectation change every day. Your staff loves you and they love the people they work with because it takes away all the stress of working at a high level area. Okay. So the checklist that I have, I put a document in the channel and it's a household manuals approval sample. So every single thing that I asked of my staff that would be on a checklist so that they knew what their expectations are. So, this document that you see in the channel, I have taken out of the staff document, the household manual document. This is actually, if you've got the document, go to, what page is this? This is pre-arrival expectations. So that would be on that would be, where is that? That would be page, I believe that's page 11 that you see right there. So what I did is I take my household manager takes my booklet. The booklet that the girls get or the guys get is this booklet is, I think, 45 pages. My real booklet is 65 pages. And the reason why you don't have that real booklet is because many of the things I took out of here, I don't want anybody to know the things I do. I'm willing to let you see what I have done in my bathroom and this and that, but I go all the way to how I want my dishes set up, how I want my service to look. Very, very detailed. My staff loved it because they knew exactly what to expect and they knew exactly what to do. So I have a level of expectations of my staff. And I don't just say, oh, you know, here, house manager, tell the staff this is what you wear. No, I don't. What I do is I actually give them a document that explains what I want and why. So grooming and guest relationships. I believe that when someone comes into my home, when they come into my home, they see the standard that is in the home, the cleanliness standard. I have seen people's faces change when they walk into my home because they get a great first impression. My home in Vegas was called the Ice Cream House. And the reason why it was called the Ice Cream House is because some of the walls were lemon yellow, the color of lemon ice cream. Some walls are lemon sherbet. Some walls were lime green, sorbet lime green. And then other walls were Sonic orange. These were the colors of ice cream. And when people came into my house, because the colors were so vibrant, they needed a lot of care. So I wanted people when they walk in the house to smile when they came in the house because of how clean and how beautiful the home was. So for me, first impressions, that's it. If I don't have a good first impression by my guests, that my staff is not doing the right thing, or my designer has to design a different look to the home. So personal cleanliness, perfect presentation, a real genuine and positive, polite aim to please from my staff, that's important to me. I give this information to my new hires because I want them to know, look, this is what I want. So the first impression my guests get when you walk into a property is with the staff. What do they look like? My butler always wore coat and tails, always. My butler was always in tails because I like that look. I'm old school. I'm old. I like that look. My house manager wore a suit, no coat and tails, but he did wear a suit because I love suits. I don't care if it's my staff or if it's somebody that's coming to visit me. A man in a suit just gives me goosebumps, whether or not it's somebody who worked for me or somebody to come and visit me. So I feel like it's my staff. And when I look at them, I want to love my staff. I want to get a positive, good charge from my staff. So how they dress, I go through with the dress with my butler. How is my house manager going to dress? How is my staff going to dress? What looks do I like? I took some of that stuff out of this house document because I don't think people are going to be that picky as I was. But if that's something you want added in there, I took it out because everybody's going to have something different and I just want to have it in here. So I teach my staff that they need to anticipate the needs of LP and myself and my guests. That is their number one job. Anticipate the needs of my my partner, LP, and myself. It's not cleaning the house. It's not service. It's anticipation of needs. And the way you anticipate the need of your guests is how you set up your house, okay? I have people that have come to visit me, and 10 years later, they see me again, and they will make a comment of it. Your house was the most incredible home I've ever gone to visit, and it had nothing to do with me. It was my staff, and it was because of this manual, okay? My staff always addresses their guests by name, Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith. I don't care what I call LP, LP. If they call LP, LP, I go talk to the butler and they get a demerit. They do not discuss personal problems with my guests. They are cautious of voice levels. I will not put up with somebody, you know, big loud voices from my staff. You're on property. That's not the way to perform on property. You want to be decorous. You want to be professional. No loud voices. Loud noises are okay. You know, if you're moving something, it makes a noise, but don't go in there making all kinds of crashing sounds when there's guests on property. That's not acceptable. All of your work on the house itself should be done before my guest steps on property. I want my staff to work like super yacht staff. I usually hire super yacht staff that want to get off the boat and retire because they already work at this level. My staff is expected, you see nothing, you hear nothing, you say nothing, and accept to answer a question that's asked to you. Respect everybody's privacy. Be invisible. Slide in, slide out. And you're going to make me look amazing, and that is impressed upon my guests. I ask my staff to use their judgment when they're trying to convey information to myself or LP, because if the matter is not urgent, don't barge into a room and say, oh, Mr. Pinson, you have this, you have that. If it's not urgent, leave a note. And there's a specific place that you leave the note. And in that note, you clearly state what it is Mr. Pinson needs to know. When I'm on property, you have an on-property clothing. There is appropriate clothing when I'm on property, and my staff is told, this is what you wear. Dark blue trousers, white golf shirts to be worn daily, long sleeve white shirts for dinner service. And yes, I have dinner service, even if it's just me, because I love dinner service. I love dinner service. I love when they come serve me food and they have the white gloves and they have all the starch clothing and it just looks fabulous. I swear it makes the food taste better. It's just wonderful. Not all owners get that kind of a kick out of it, because I think I love this so much, because in my salad days, you know, I was dressed in Levi's and muddy boots, and I sleeping on the ground and, you know, all kinds of stuff to make my money. So I wanted a complete flip of perfection, of cleanliness, of grace, of elegance. That's what you get in my staff when you walk into my home. You do not carry anything in your clothing. No items bulging. You do not carry your cell phone around when you work in my house. Okay. You do not address me, Mr. Pinson, or any of my guests with your hands in your pockets. High-end staff is trained to how to use their hands when they're addressing you. It's you use your hands as part of your conversation, or you keep your hands to your side. You stand professional. You do not eat or drink in front of us. You do not, or my guests, you do not chew gum. When there's boss on, when Mr. Pinson or myself is on property, your cell phones are placed on vibrate. I don't want to hear your cell phone. I freaking hate cell phones in the beginning. So I'm like, just don't do it. Don't use strong perfume or aftershave, because I get allergic reactions to some of those that are too strong. If you have questions and concerns, like, are you doing the right thing for Miss P? You know, are we pissing off Miss Parker? Don't ask me. Go to the estate manager or the butler. Smile. Very, very precise information. How much am I on property? Not much. Most of my properties, I'm on them less than 4 or 5 weeks before I've got to go someplace else or I got to go to another property. So you only have to maintain this high level of service when I'm on site. I have friends like Mr. Pinson. I'm probably going to have Island Girl is probably going to go on property. A couple of my other friends that are in admins in here, they're probably going to go on my property. And I guarantee you that they are going to get the exact same level of service when I'm on property, because that's the standard I set. And I tell them exactly what I want. When they know what you want and you pay well, they will just stand and deliver, especially if it's yachties, if it's retired yachties, people that work on yacht crew. Proper language. I'm a fiend for the English language. What you say is absolutely as important as what you do. You do not say, yeah. You do not say, sure. You do not say, no problem. You do not say, you bet. You do not say, gotcha. You do not say, right. You don't be a smart, smart potato at all. You are proper. You are in a high-end residence, and you behave with five-star hotel service. You do say, yes, Mr. Pinson, of course, Miss Parker, my pleasure. It's no trouble at all. With pleasure, I'd be glad to do that. I'd be very pleased to help you with that. You are quite right. And if you don't know, you say, I have no idea, but I'll find out immediately. Because many of my guests are not used to that kind of service, they'll give compliments to my staff. And my staff, you say, you are very kind, or thank you, Miss or Mr., I enjoy my job. That's it. Minimum contact with my guests. You are an enigma. You go, your job is to make my guests' life easy. And then when I'm not there, I don't care what you do. You actually get paid a great deal of money to goof off. There, you know, there's cleaning jobs and this and that, but it's not a lot of really hard work. The only hard work is when there's boss on. So if my guest thinks, you know, the staff has done something wrong, you don't argue with my guests. You say, I'm very sorry, it will not happen again. It's completely my fault. I'll make the changes immediately. And most of my guests are not going to be picky. They're not going to be rude. But these are just conversation guidelines. If you have a problem with my guests, go to the house manager. Go to the butler, usually it's the house manager. My butler stays with me. And let the house manager know the complaint. Don't try to fix it. Let the house manager do it. My guests are important, but my staff is way more important to me long-term than my guests. So I might have a guest who's just being a shit, and it's not up to my staff to decide they're being a shit. It's up to the house manager. If I have a guest that's treating my staff poorly, my house manager, you bet your bottom dollar, will call me up immediately and say, Ms. Parker, we got a problem. And then explain the problem. They will say, ma'am, if you'd like my point of view, this is what we should do. There's never been one time when my house manager ever called me that said, ma'am, we got a problem. This is what I think we should do, that I did not follow their advice. Because they know they're on property. They can see what's going on. I give specific direction as what you can say to a guest. If there can be any additional assistance, let me know. If there's anything else you need, let me know. When entering a room, there's protocol. And once you enter the room, you don't ignore the people that are in there. You say, good morning, Mr. Pinson. Good morning, Ms. Parker. Good morning, guest so-and-so, okay? When I was on property, the Vegas property, that was my place to relax, to get away from everything. And so When I'm working, when I'm painting, when I'm drawing, the world could crash around me and I don't even know what's going on. So I don't want my staff to say anything to me unless I talk to them first. And I tell them, I said, listen, you're great. You're doing a great job. It's just, I can't break my focus. And you would hurt me if you break my focus. So please know it's nothing personal, but I need you to not talk to me if I'm working because I don't want to break my concentration. My staff gets it because they know I'm not being an asshole to them. It's, they know I love this. I love that level of service. I love being feel like I'm pampered because there's no place like home. Nobody treats me as good as my own staff does. And I always want that. I always want that when I went to my my Vegas home. So when I tell my staff, when you provide your service, the last thing you should say should be when you leave the room, is there anything else I might need you to do or you might want from me? And if not, you leave the room. Often, it's really funny. One of my gals, she said, you know, you always ask me, you demand that we ask if there's anything you need before we leave. And she says, do you know how many times I ask you that and you never respond because you don't even know I exist? And I go, yeah, that's just what happens. I get in this thing called flow. And when I'm in this flow, like the world doesn't exist because I'm focused on the design, I'm focused on the project or whatever it is. So I talk to them like I'm not a snotty bitch to them. Well, I was with the housekeeping, but I'm going to fix that. But I'm very upfront about why I want them to do this. And I pay very well. I pay usually triple the going rate. I pay triple because I want my staff to be loyal. I want my staff to want to come to work with me. And I want my staff to understand I'm paying you this well because I expect you to do this. And if you know what I'm expecting, it's easy for you to do your job. Most of my staff said, ma'am, nobody has ever provided me this kind of documentation, so I know what my job is. And it makes it easy. Everything is easy when you do it this way. If you hire staff and you can't tell them what you expect, they're just spinning their wheels. You end up mad at them because they're not doing what you want them to do. Okay? They don't know what they want. They don't know what you want them to do. So it's a lose-lose situation. By having a household manual, it's win-win. Everybody gets what they want. The staff knows what you expect, and you know what you're going to get. I have set things how I want the telephone answered. When I first wrote this document, I said, do not slam the receiver down at any time. So it tells you how old this thing is. When we had phones to the wall, I demand that the phone is answered in 3 rings or less. If the incoming line is one of my personal lines, they have ways to answer. They're given specific ways to ask to take a message. I want messages taken a certain way. All of that, how I want that done, is written on just as a minute thing as a phone call. People may not remember a lot about you, but they'll remember how they felt and how they were treated. And I believe this is the case. So this is why the treatment of my staff, or excuse me, the treatment of my guests was always so important. My staff is trained, never tell anyone my whereabouts. Do not. If a caller calls you and just is insistent, just ask to take a message. Do not be bullied. Do not show any reaction. Do not be impatient. Just be firm. And if I've got somebody bullying my staff, they're told, go tell the house manager. Don't put up with that crap. If somebody's calling you and demanding, you know, I need to know where she is right now. No, you don't have to put up with that. I protect my staff from bullies that demand stupid things. So the security of the house and the guests and my guests and myself is a first consideration and should be uppermost. I have notes in my book, areas for notes, so that they can write notes about different things that the house manager tells them. I have lists of things that I want to do. There is like when I call my, when I tell my staff, hey, I've got such and such people coming. The document that you see, it takes those different lists and pulls them out of the house manual and makes a separate sheet. The manager says, Mr. Pinson and Ms. Parker is coming. Here is your pre-arrival information gathering. Here is your guest pickup and drop off. And they assign that task to different members of the house. When they assign that task, they're given a little paper that a sample of it is in the doc, in the pages. And the staff checks off all those little things. And then when they're done, they give it to the house manager. The house manager checks to see the job is done. And then that document is goes into a file. At the end of the year, I go get that file of all these different services my staff has provided, and they get bonuses based on those little documents. There's no guessing involved. I've been sued before by a, this is one of the other reasons why I got my document, is I was sued by a former house staff that said, oh, you gave everybody bonuses, but you didn't give me a bonus because I was African American. And I was like, no, I didn't give you the same bonuses because you didn't do the same level of work. Here's checklist after checklist after checklist, and you forgot these things. And the house manager made it a point of it. They fixed it, and you know, the company was on. But you didn't do it well. I'm not going to reward you for doing a shitty job. Your race has nothing to do with it. So this stops you from getting sued by your staff, because you get salty ones sometimes. And I've had ones that have caused massive damage. And with these documents, with these checklists, you can see who was the last person to touch this, that, or the other. So you go back to that last staff member and say, hey, when you clean these drapes, did you notice any pins off? Did you notice this and that? What was the, you know, what was the condition of it? So it helps the household manager go back and see if things are right, wrong, or indifferent. I have protocols for guest pickup and drop off. I have protocols for escorting guests to their rooms. I have them gather the guests' belongings, and my house manager pre-assigns all the rooms. They ask my guests, you know, where they want their luggage, and that you ask them to, would you like it unpacked? Protocols are, you show the guests how to use the telephone, you know, the in-house telephone, what's it called? What was that thing called? When you press the button. Oh, shoot. It was a full monitoring system in the house. So you press the button on the wall, you could get the kitchen, you could get the butler, you could get head of staff. So we show them how to do that. We show the guest how to use my staff shows the guest how to use the remote control. We ask the guest to complete an emergency contact form, because if something happens to my guest, my staff will get their family members or their contact basically on property before the staff even get out of the hospital, before the guests even get out of the hospital. And we've had that happen a couple times. I had a guest fall off one of the horses, break their legs, and they broke their ankle and their knee, and we had to get their family members on property. My staff took care of all of it before I even was aware that the guest had broken a bone. That's how good my staff is. My staff asks them, you know, what time do you want breakfast? And, you know, what time would you like to be served? And there's pre-arrival preparations. So here's how anal retentive I am. An air conditioning set, the air conditioner is set at 60 degrees. They check to make sure all lights and fixtures are working. They check for all shutters to be closed. The remote controls for the television are working. The telephones are on do not disturb. There is an alarm clock that is set to the correct time and date. There's two lighted pens on both bedside tables. There is a regular pens on both bedside tables. There is a large and small notepad on both bedside tables. There are eye masks on both bedside tables. There's a box of tissues on each bedside table, and they need to replace them if there's less than a third full. There's a flashlight with new batteries in the dresser drawer, and there's bottled water and drinking glasses on both bedside tables. That's the pre-arrival preparations in the master bedroom. My bedroom always looked the same. In the middle of the night, I can reach over to a certain spot and the flashlight's there. It's always there because my staff made sure of it. I have a household checkoff, so my master bedroom is set up like that. What's the rest of my house look like? The checkoff list is all fixtures are working, all light fixtures are working, the same with the setting everything in the same exact place that they're supposed to be. But my guns are in my bedside dresser drawer table and they're loaded. That's one of the things. Check to make sure my gun is in my bedside table. Make sure there's ammunition and the gun is loaded. That's part of my checklist that my staff does. Everyone in my staff is required when I'm off property. Every Friday, there's range training. Every single person in my staff can shoot, and they have to shoot to a certain degree or they're let go. In the master bedroom, hot water runs clean and clear. There's a fresh bar of soap placed to the right side of the wash basin. I'm so freaking anal retentive that I even tell them what side of the sink I want my washcloth at and what side of the sink I want what my soap at. I want two fresh washcloths on the wash basin and two in the shower. I have an electric toothbrush. I replace the head every 4 weeks. So basically, every time I leave the property, they put a new head on unless I'm there for more than 4 weeks. I want a new toothbrush placed in a clean drinking glass to the left side of the wash basin. Yeah, I'm really anal retentive. I can find every single thing in my house with the lights completely off because my staff is that freaking fantastic. They're that good. And they're that good because they follow this household manual. LP's, he's always had to have electric razor plugged in and charged. Tissues, Q-tips, cleaning all the fixtures. I'm such a little girl. I loved exfoliating gloves in the shower. So I wanted new exfoliating gloves in the shower. I wanted all my toiletries tidy and replaced. And when they're running low, replace them. I had specifically the number of towels and the color of towels I wanted in my massage room. I wanted the windows at a certain opening. Yeah, I was a pain in the ass, folks. Now, before we come on property, this is what is in LP's bathroom. If LP sees this, I swear to God, he's going to start laughing out loud. He thinks my crew is amazing. He doesn't know that they watched him like a hawk and figure out all of the things he used. And so we just put it, my staff put it down in the things to do before he gets there. So what's in LP's bathroom toiletries? Gillette Mach 3 razor with extra blades. Shaving cream, Kell's Close Shaver Squadron, Secret Original Solid Deodorant. Yes, that's his dirty little secret, is he likes to use a women's deodorant because he says it works better. I have teased him about this for years. It's fabulous. Handcrafted soap, handmade soap, Noxzema Plus Face Wash. LP takes better care of his face than I ever did. I learned half of my face care regimen from a black man. I mean, he is like the cat's meow about taking care of his body. I never put lotion on. I didn't do face wash, none of that stuff until I met LP. So Kell's Ultra Facial Face Moisturizer, Aquaphor Hand Cream, Bath and Body Works Lotion, Bubble Bath and Gels, a variety, but mint has to be one of them. Shampoo Conditioner, Biolage Nexlus, Simply Silver, Hair Finishing Cream, Paul Mitchell, Lancome Sunscreen for your face and body, Kell's Lip Balm with SPF, Q-tips, round cotton pads, Arm & Hammer Dental Care and Mentadent Toothpaste, Oral-B Hard Toothbrush, an electric toothbrush, Braun Ultra Plaque Remover, Scope Mouthwash, Johnson & Johnson Reach Dental Floss, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder, Maison Persan, hairbrush, hair comb. You can imagine, I don't even have brand on that one. Tweezers, fingernail clippers, and file. It's that precise. And all of these things have a place. Now, this document only says what's in there, but I actually have it exact place in the basin that I want it, exact place in the drawers. I could reach into my left drawer of the sink, the second drawer down to the side. That was my shaver. It's always there because my staff take care of me that well. They take care of me that well because they have this document and they know exactly what to do. There's no guessing. It's just follow a list. It's super simple. Just follow a list. The guest rooms, I tell them, look, I want my guest rooms to look like they're the first guest that's ever been there and ever stayed in that room. So I ask, bed linen has to be fresh. You check the light fixtures, makes everything is working, all light bulbs work. Check the remote controls for the television. Change the batteries in the remote control before somebody comes in. The instructions on how to work the television is placed next to the television. You have an alarm clock there. You have notepads, eye masks. I want a fresh, small bouquet of flowers by the guest room. LP, so he always brought people that he always had clients to come stay with us. So if he wanted to give a gift to the client, LP would say, "Hey, look, I want you to have, this gift or that gift in the room for the guests." Always fresh flowers, bottled water, fruit, a side plate, fruit napkin, excuse me, fruit knife and napkin. Closets are cleared. There's enough wooden hangers that are hung evenly. Are you starting to get how anal retentive I was? So I have bathrooms. I want bathrooms set up a certain way. I want the exterior of the house taken care of a certain way. I have, things that have to be done before we get there, pressure washing the pool deck, cushion placement, float toys, on and on and on. I have information on how I want my cabana taken care of. I have information on how I want my vehicles and my bicycles taken care of. I want my car is full of gas. I want to have them drive my vehicles at least once a week to make sure they're in good running condition before I even show up. They're told to put $100 in the glove compartment so that I never run out of cash when I'm in my car. Sunglasses, make sure my bicycles are clean, check the tire pressure. There's a whole list of things that they can do before we show up. I want a copy of the Las Vegas Recorder, which is the local paper, the New York Post, and the Daily Mail to be on my desk every morning when I'm on property because I want to read those things before I go start my day. There's a whole list of morning preparations, daily duties when I'm in residence. It's called Boss On. And the morning preparations, buy newspapers, the gas. Replace and check water bottles. I play music all the time and I'm such a slob. I always end up leaving CDs laying around. My staff, when we go to bed, the nighttime staff picks up all those CDs, put them back in their correct covers. There's requirements for the pool area. There's requirements for the cabana. There is requirements for the kitchen. I want coffee made before I wake up every morning. I had a Great Dane named Spots, and Spots had to have food and water every day. I had a whole list of things that I wanted for the downstairs area to be done. All these little tasks. When one of us come downstairs, myself, LP, or the guests, that's when breakfast is made. I have information about what I want my master bedroom. I want my bed made up with fresh linen every 3 days, sometimes longer, but usually every 3 days, unless I say something. There's rules for Mr. Pinson's bathroom. There's rules for my bathroom. all kinds of information of how I want my house set up. We had faxes all the time. We had order faxes. They were tests to check the order faxes, any faxes coming in, and they had a certain place to pick up those faxes and put them in my office so that they were, so I knew exactly where they were. I had protocol for when they left, okay? I had a pre-arrival shopping list. They would go out and shop for food. Half a gallon of milk, a quarter 2% milk, 1 4-pack of European butter, 1 large container Dannon regular extra plain yogurt, 2 Del Monte pineapple chunks in heavy syrup, 1 tub of plain cottage cheese, 1 dozen eggs. I was so particular, I even wanted the cheese, 1/2 pound of boar's head Swiss cheese, 1/2 pound of boar's head roast beef, 1 inch of Häagen-Dazs ice cream, coffee, chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. Yeah, I'm an ice cream freak. I can't help myself. I wanted fresh produce, 2 green vegetables of choice from my cook is gonna, my chef's gonna tell you what they want. Clean baby spinach and medium greens, 4 ripe tomatoes, grape tomatoes, 3 avocados, a European cucumber, 1 iceberg lettuce, 1 romaine lettuce, fresh baby carrots, fresh rosemary, fresh thyme, fresh dill, fresh mint, Italian parsley, olives, scallions, garlic, sweet onions, 2 sweet onions, 2 red onions, 2 sweet potatoes, 6 baking potatoes, ginger, 6 oranges. This, you know, in stock, of course, you know, in season, of course. So that's why there's a bunch of different fruits, because it depends on what was in season. It goes on and on and on. 44 pages. I explain the beverages I want on property. I want the breads and cereals and baked goods I want on property. Other things like Skippy creamy peanut butter. I wanted Mr. Italiano's market meats, homemade mozzarella, Paisan on cheese, smoked salmon, little baby bell cheeses. I mean, I went, everything was listed. This is years and years of figuring out what I want. And this is a living document, so that there, you know, there's times when I change stuff. Like all of a sudden I realize I'm not drinking tonic water anymore. I'm not making gin and tonics. So don't take gin off, take tonic off, because I'm not drinking it. And I'm making my staff go get stuff that I'm not using. I mean, Chablis Premier Cru, 6 bottles, red, 6 bottles of Woodbridge red wine, 4 bottles of a certain brand of champagne, 6-pack of Heine's, 6-pack of Corona, Tanqueray gin, Absolut vodka. Every single thing is on this list. Everything. Household products. I even tell them the kind of bleach I want, the kind of cleaner I want, the type of dishwasher detergent I want. Pharmaceuticals, aspirin, Tylenol, the type of Aleve, Robitussin, NyQuil, and a full array of pharmaceuticals. Zinc lodges, vitamin C, B, E, folic acid. Every single thing is on here. The next part of my household manual is the cleaning schedule. If your house is kept rigorously high level clean, it stays, the clean house stays in place much longer. The clean stays longer because it's a deep clean. And I always have them clean from the top down and from the inside out. Always vacuum last. So on the daily, when I'm off property, this is what they do. Dishes, dishwasher, wash dishes, use dishwasher if needed. Crystal, fine china, silver, cutlery knives, hand-painted bowls or serving platters and pots and pans do not go in the dishwasher and they are hand-washed. Kitchen, clean the countertops, clean sinks, move items on the countertop and clean under them. Clean smudges, fingerprints from cabinets, doors, and light switches. Clean microwave oven. Clean and shine inside and out. Clean refrigerator. Kitchen appliances. Shine toaster, coffee maker. Appliances should not be left out. They should be cleaned before being put away. The sink. Remove any deposits. Clean. Shine. Garbage. Empty the trash. Replace the bag. Wipe off. Floors. Remove the chairs. Small items, sweep well, mop with warm water, clean the glass doors, clean the glass tables, clean, dust, shine tables, chairs, and plump the cushions. In the bedrooms, make the beds as needed, neaten personal belongings, clean all the mirrors, look for streaks. In the bathrooms, shine the faucets, clean the toilet, set up, clean the toilet paper holder, makeup mirrors, towel rack, toothbrush holder, clean and refill vanity items, check for tissue and toilet paper, wipe the bath, wipe the sink, wipe the shower walls, replace the fresh tiles, clocks, check the time and date, phones, clean with disinfectant, vacuum, heavy area tract is as neat, heavy trafficked areas as needed. Comb the tassels on the carpets. Yes, even the tassels on my carpets were perfect. Weekly, the cleaning protocols for baseboards, furniture, sofas, lamps, dust and polish, walls, shelving, massage tables, carpets, bathrooms, toilet, all the marble in the house, the refrigerator, the window, the blinds, the front entrance, the outdoor furniture, the pool, the exercise equipment, the garage, the cars. That was done every week. Every month, there was a cycle of cleaning duties. This is all the stuff they did when I was gone. So week one, they cleaned the windows, blinds, fixtures. Week two, they had a different set of things they cleaned. Week three, they had a different set of things they cleaned. And week four, they had a different set of things they cleaned. And everything was a deep cleaning every week. Every 6 months, there was a rotation in things in the home, like the seasonal clothing, dry clean items, the stuff they did with the furniture. I mean, everything was changed in April. Maintaining the car, how the car goes in, draining and cleaning the pool. I drained and cleaned my pool every 6 months. My staff did it. October, that's the second 6 weeks. All the checklist is to be completed and signed off by the 28th of October. I have a maintenance schedule every month. Fire extinguisher, security alarm, hot water heating system. In every 3 months, there was a cleaning schedule for faucets, drains, all kinds of stuff like that. June, there's another set of things that need to be cleaned. In 1 year, every single thing in my house was cleaned to the gnat's ass. Every 6 months, there was a cleaning schedule, major cleaning schedule, like range hood fans need to be cleaned, hot water system need to be cleaned, lubricating the pump, gutters, downspouts. Exterior caulking need to be checked. October, same thing, different set of cleaning patterns. There was bedroom cleanings that was done every 6 months. Deep cleanings in the bathroom every 6 months. A whole list of things. There was laundry and dry cleaning protocols. There was office supply protocols. There were mail and delivery protocols. There were serving breakfast protocols. There was standby duty protocols. There were emergency procedures. There was a list of things for all different emergencies, like what to do, call 911, ask the guests to leave their rooms, don't use the elevators. I mean, all kinds of stuff. Medical emergencies. I had every guest, if they were going to be in the house more than 2 days, they had an emergency contact information that the staff was asked to get from the guests. That's 44 pages, folks. And my house ran like a freaking top. It was always, always, always spotless. And this is the reason why all of my former employees that are still alive today, the first thing I'm going to do when I start hiring staff is I'm going to make a beeline to those former employees and I'm going to give them $1 million damn each, because God knows they freaking deserved it. They made me look like a rock star, and they had people still today, 15 years later, commenting and raving about how wonderful it was to stay in my home. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I have had a household manual for 35 years. This is my personal document, and it's the only thing I do not give away. I do charge a fee for it. You don't need to buy it. You know now of its importance. You can make one up on your own. I hope you understand what I'm talking about, and I hope you enjoyed this presentation. That's my household manual. That's how I treated my staff. That's how I treated my guests. If you have any questions, Now's the time. Make the little man jump up and down. Intercom. That's what it was, Can-Am. It was my intercom. Thank you. I get so excited talking about this because I want to live in one of these homes again. Can you elaborate on the number of staff members required on this home to perform all these duties? I had a staff of 6, and 4 of them were on. Oh, no, I didn't. I had a staff of 8, because one group worked 4 days, and the other group worked 3 days, and then there was two were on duty at night on the weekdays, and 2 were on duty at night on the weekends. So 3, 6. Staff of 10. But Rico, this is a 12,000 square foot home. This is not a little home. It's a massive home. I had 7 bedrooms. So, oh, there's somebody with a little hand jumping up and down. All right, Vineyard Angel, your mic is open. What can I do for you? Your mic is open, Vineyard Angel. You have a question?
Yes, I do. Sorry, I didn't tap it again.
I can't hear you, hon.
Oh, gosh. I've got you on Bluetooth.
I can't hear you.
Shit.
There we go. I heard you say, ah, shit.
Well, shit. Sorry, I had you on speaker and I don't know how to get back. Here I go. I'm almost there. Okay, now I'm back and I feel that. Anyways, I need staff too. My question is I didn't hear you mention anything about if you had them live in and how you handle that, because I understand your shopping list you had and whatnot, but if they were eating in the kitchen while you were entertaining guests in other parts of the home and things
like that. My house had staff quarters. My house had staff quarters where they eat and had their relaxation.
So did you have like a manual for that too?
Yeah. I don't think that's in this thing, but when they're on their own time, I don't care what they do. Every time I have a home like this, I hire local. Everybody lives within, you know, they drive back and forth to the residence. The only person that really lives on staff is my butler. My personal assistant. They're the only two that live with me, but they go with me when I leave. So they're part of my crew. But as far as my own staff, no, they did not. The Vegas house had an off residence apartment that my house manager lived in. He's the only one that actually lived on property. Everybody else was, you know, hired out of Vegas.
Gotcha.
But every home is different. My home, the house that I want to buy in Colorado, it has living arrangements for 4 staff to be on property all the time.
That's what I was thinking, more the old British style where you had like gardeners and housekeepers that lived there, so the home was never empty.
My house manager lives there and it's never entry. And I have a security agent on property all the time. And they do live on property. I have one bedroom that has 4 bunk beds in it. It's for all 4 of my security staff. Each bed is assigned to a different person. So they're when they're on duty, 24 hours a day. Their time is 12 hours on, 12 hours off. They only work 3 days a week, 1 week, 4 days a week, the other week. They're off and on, and there's 4 of them that they're there full time. We have day service that comes in, security staff that lives locally, but the main guys, there's 4 of them, and there's usually 4 guys or 3 guys on duty all the time, but one main guy, he lives on the property, so the house is never without somebody there. I'm seriously afraid of being taken. So I have to have security staff on property all the time.
Yeah, it makes sense, I think, especially in the future, because there'll be those that, you know what I mean, will, like you said, prey upon those that they'll find out in different ways who's who and try to, you know, target you. But thank goodness gracious you survived that attack, because you were meant to live for now. And we really greatly appreciate you. Thank you so much for answering our questions.
You're welcome. So does anybody have any other questions? Do I have everybody's head spinning? So that's all the information about my residence, my household manual. That's how I use it, and it makes me look like a rock star. Every area has different values for security, Chris. In New York is going to cost more for security than it is in, you know, Tulia, Texas, as compared to Las Vegas, Nevada. Just depends on the area you're in. I have lots to think about. I spun your head. Where do you find this kind of help? I have a butler, and my butler, I don't know how the hell he does it. Him and my house manager arranged to have hired staff. Oh, hold on. Let me open this. I'm going to open the... hold on a minute. Edit permissions. Okay, so now it's new participants. If you leave the channel and come back in, you won't be muted. You'll be able to talk immediately because I changed the permissions on it. Hello, your mic is open and I don't know how to say your name. I lost your picture. Your name started with an M.
Me?
Yep, you.
Thank you. That is a wowzer. I have a question about when you go overseas, and if you have a house in overseas, and are you hire the local people? Or?
Yes. Yeah. I hire locals.
Okay, how about the security team go with you, or is the local too?
My security team, I use an international company, what I've done in the past, okay? And when I go internationally, I order security to meet me at the airport. So my head security guy goes with me no matter what country I go with. The security guy that I had years and years ago, he was from Australia. And I tell you what, these Aussies are badass, okay? And the American military guys, they like the Aussies because these guys, they don't mess around. My American guys, they really don't pay much attention outside America. Where my Aussie staff, he knew how to get a hold of security in different countries. He had a network of people that he worked with, and it was in the same countries that I was going to. So I never thought twice about it. I gave it to my security staff. I didn't care. I just knew that my head agent would literally step in front of a bullet to save my life. I knew he would. Let's just put it this way. I knew he would. We were in some really, really tight situations. And I know he would. So I don't worry about nothing. I sleep very well because I know that my lead agent that goes with me when I go out of town, he knows exactly how to take care of me. I don't question anything. If he tells me, Park, we got to go right now, I leave. He's the only one when I was wealthy that could tell me what to do. Like, we need to get out of here right now, ma'am. Really? I don't even argue. Yes, let's go. There was no second thought. We were gone. So he did threat evaluation. You know, no, there's no formula for staff. What you do is you ask your house management. They're going to tell you. That's their expertise.
Okay, thank you so much. And I do have another question about, I used to work for American Embassy in Vietnam and also in Brazil, which is when you have a diplomatic passport is so much easier, but when it's just normal, when you go to different country, example, like communist country,
Vietnam. I believe all of us, because of our wealth, are going to be able to get diplomatic passports. Or national sovereignty passports, it will be good to get us in and out of any country.
That's great. That's great. Thank you so much. Because I know that is before when I go back, when I go back to my country, you know, like you always had to 9 o'clock. It doesn't matter where you're from, but 9 o'clock, if you stay in the hotel or you visit your family, it's 9 o'clock at nighttime. You had to go to the city, or you can send somebody, bring the passport over there so they, you know, like they stamp the passport, they know exactly where you are. That's what, you know, I wanted to ask you about that.
Well, honey, during the days when I was doing international traveling, there was a lot of stuff I did that wasn't legal, and their statute of limitations is over with, but I didn't follow the. This is why I depended so. I had every faith in my security, because I was a strain chaser. So not only was I smuggling weed, I was also chasing strain. I'm a girl. Girls do not play in that world. And my security staff said, "Look, we're about to be overrun. We got to get out of here right now. There are people coming to shoot you right now because you shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be getting any of this strain. We need to go right now." We were out. We were out and like, let's go. I mean, I dropped everything. Let's go right now. I didn't pick up nothing. In fact, I don't even think I took my purse. We just ran because he said go. And when he doesn't tell me go unless he means like, get the fuck up and run, bitch. I mean, he is not freaking playing when he says go. So we didn't go through embassies and that kind of stuff because, you know, people think at that time that cannabis was a drug, not a medicine. So it you know, things got a little dicey, but you know, I now have done stuff legally and been in and out of countries legally. And I believe that with the amount of wealth we're going to have, we're going to be able to get international passports or sovereign or diplomat immunity passports, because we're going to be going to countries to help them. And these countries are going to want us to be able to come to their country. And they're going to want their countrymen, when I come to their country, to treat us well, not to treat us like freaking criminals.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know, though. I'm guessing, okay? I don't know. I'm just guessing based on the wealth I'm expecting to receive. I just want you to know that I don't know. I'm guessing, okay?
You. Oh, okay. Yeah. I understand. All I right. Think moment chain. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Carlos, your mic is open. What can I do for you? Carlos, your mic is open. What can I do for you? What's your question?
I'm sorry, it was accidental. Thank you so much, though.
You're welcome. So MLS asks, where do we find house managers, butlers exactly like yours? Let me see if the school is still in business. We talked about this earlier, but I didn't look it up. But now I'm going to look it up. So I go to a UK Butler School. I always like butlers. Here, there it is. Yeah, they're still in business. This is so cool. I used this organization I went to the, these guys are trained, folks. They're trained way, way, way differently than American butlers. Okay, so, and then the other one is the British Butler Institute. I go to one of these other schools. And, oh, that's the same one. Hold on, I got the wrong thing. Do, 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 do. Where is it? Where is it? Oh, there it is. It's exclusive. There we go. Copy. I like having a British butler. I like having an Australian butler. Lance Lambert, if you're in here, God's grandma needs you to DM her your email address, please. Does anybody have any other questions? Does anybody have any questions? Oh, there's Michelle. Hello, Michelle. Your mic is open. What can I do for you?
Hi. Hi, I'm Michelle from Australia. Thank you so much for what you're sharing. I just wanted to know, you mentioned before about your house manual and that you can actually buy a copy of that. I just think with the healing resort I'd like to create, that would just save me. I can't imagine how many hours having access to a manual like that.
If you see Island Girl?
Yes, I can
find her. Yeah, she's taking care of it, so I don't have to get off the channel to do that for you. But she's able to take care of it for you. Just text Island Girl, please.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Do I have a specific office offsite, or do you take everything with you wherever you are? I have everything on a thumb drive. I have everything on a thumb drive or in my briefcase. So everything I need is with me, all my electronics, whatever it is. My documents is on a thumb drive. Every one of my residences, they link together their computers and, and I take everything with me on a thumb drive. But it used to be on floppy disks. I used to have a briefcase with 40 or 50 floppy disks. Oh God, I'm old. that was a day or two ago. Anyway, anybody else have any questions? Does anybody have any questions about anything else? Any other topics? Well, folks, this concludes my house manual document. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much for listening.